Summer temperatures are definitely here, so that means wheat harvest is in full swing around our district and in north central Kansas. However, producers may be facing a different challenge in managing chinch bugs in their newly planted forage sorghum or milo fields. Stay tuned and I will share some chinch bug management guidelines to follow. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. There have been numerous reports of chinch bug nymphs, or the immature bugs, migrating from mature small grain fields such as wheat into nearby borders of sorghum fields and even entire fields. According to Dr. Jeff Whitworth, K-State Research and Extension entomologist, there has been more chinch bugs this year than he has seen in the last 20 years due to the continued dry conditions over the last 3 to 4 years. Growers who have not had previous experience with this often find this to be a very challenging problem. Here is what usually happens. Wingless pinkish to reddish nymphs begin to migrate on foot out of small grains once the crop is too mature to provide any food supply to them. When migration is heavy, the ground may be covered with small, less than a quarter of an inch, pinkish to reddish nymphs crawling out of the field. The migration generally occurs over a 7 to 10 day period. So what happens next? Sorghum is a highly preferred food plant that is very susceptible to damage, especially because it is planted later and pretty small, so not very competitive with the chinch bugs. Outside rows can be infested with as many as 50 to 100 bugs per plant. However, only 5 to 10 bugs are capable of killing a 3-inch plant within a few days. At the start of the migration, the bugs may be confined to as few as 6 to 10 rows. Gradually, these plants turn red and die. This forces the bugs to move further into the sorghum field. Therefore, by the time the migration reaches its peak, the infestation may have spread to 20 to 30 rows or entire fields, depending on the time of the infestation. If the bugs are not controlled, they will feed and grow and begin to reach maturity within a couple weeks. So this is where we are at right now. So at this time, you might be seeing the larger nymphs and adults, some of which are mating and laying eggs around the base of the sorghum plants. Then after another couple weeks, the new nymphs begin to hatch, representing the second generation, unfortunately, which can persist throughout most of the summer. At first, these newly hatched nymphs are hidden, but begin to populate on the outer portion of the lower stalks as they get larger. Generally, the second generation develops during July and August when the weather is usually dry and favorable for chinch bug survival. So, what are some options for managing the chinch bug infestations? Delayed planting may be an effective cultural control if the seed is planted late enough that the nymph stage of the chinch bug migration is completed either before germination of the milo or when the plants are larger to compete with the chinch bugs. The first generation is usually the most devastating to the milo crop due to the small size of the plants. If you are replanting a milo or forage sorghum field that has been damaged by chinch bugs, there is an insecticide seed treatment you can put on the seed to help with the chinch bug population. But just remember, it only lasts between 21 to 28 days, and the chinch bugs would need to ingest the toxin from the plants before it would affect the chinch bug. So it might also damage the stems or the base of the plants as well. So the adults are now laying more eggs for the second generation, so chinch bugs will be around until August, but generally the milo can usually withstand the second generation and compete as the milo puts on more growth. If you have further questions on chinch bug management, contact me at any of the Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.